And as he performed, I looked around at the audience and I saw their faces and the look in their eyes, the responsiveness to his music. And it was clear to me, finally, where the problem lay. It wasn't that the music was lacking, it was my ability to appreciate it and to hear it in the right way. The crowd, they would sing along and be totally immersed in his music, and I had this epiphany that I was missing the point, and from now on, I was going to somehow learn how to get it. I was going to learn how to hear with local ears, and I deconstructed and analyzed what it was that made Chinese audiences connect with certain types of melodies and rhythms and song structures and lyrics, and that's what I've been doing for the past almost 20 years. And it took me a long time, and I'm still learning, but at some point, I not only began to be able to appreciate the music, but I started being able to contribute to it and create my own fresh spins on the tried and true. And I think this happens to everyone, really, who's on the outside looking in. It always looks strange. If you look at things from your perspective, you're always going to think that these people are weirdos. What's wrong with them? Why are they listening to this stuff? And I'm saying that you can make an effort and get it. It can be done, and I'm living proof of that. And as an ambassador of Chinese pop, I'm trying to get people to open up to a sound that they may not feel is palatable at the first listen. So what else can we do to reduce this imbalance in our popular cultures? Well, maybe give a talk to the Oxford Union. Tour more outside of China. But seriously, actually, I think the tides are already starting to change. Very slowly, very cautiously, almost calculatingly. You see more cross-cultural exchange now, more interest in China, definitely. A lot of joint ventures, a lot of co-productions in recent years,